Welcome to the Bogosity Podcast for the 25th of August, 2014, the podcast that protests the protesting of protesters. This is your host, Shane Killian, and joining me again this week is Jonathan Lochey. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's no-knock raid the news of the bogus. And this first story is something that pretty much happened as we were recording the podcast last week, and we were talking about the Ferguson protests, and we were talking about the stuff the cops were doing, and we were talking about the looting. And there was at one point where one of the police captains said that, okay, no more SWAT raids. It's going to be the police side by side with the protesters. And I think that lasted, I don't know, 25 seconds or something like that. And then it was back to tear gassing people, threatening the media with arrest and things like that. And there are actually some more tweets that covered this. Jess Camacho tweeted, "Media have already been told they are not exempt from arrest." And so what happened? Well, the looting, which had gone down, you know, while the police were being all peaceful, kicked back up again. Antonio French tweeted, 4 to 5 businesses had glass doors broken by looters. Protesters quickly blocked the entrance. And then Jay Railing said, some protesters in Ferguson were positioning themselves to stop looters. If only the law were on those people's side. So it was actually ended up being the protesters that stopped the looting.
Yeah, I mean, the militarization of the police and the bastardization of what law enforcement is, we've sort of drilled into the heads of the police officers that the protesters are the enemy versus their role, which should be, at least in the US, sort of the non-anarchist libertarian view, which is more the protection of property rights and ensuring that looting and rioting doesn't happen.
Yeah. But I mean, the problem is the whole reason for military equipment is to fight an enemy. If you give that to the police, who are the only people the enemy could possibly be?
Exactly. Like I said, there's just a mix-up of the priorities. Almost at this point, almost an occupation, you know, instead of protect and serve.
Well, and apparently a lot of protesters were putting themselves at risk to protect the local businesses, including an attempt to loot the store that Michael Brown was accused of stealing from. That was stopped by protesters. And apparently the police just held back and didn't do anything at all to stop the looters. Justified Alligator, or Awkward Duck on Twitter, said, protesters posted up to protect a store from looting. And Fox 2 Now said that they pulled their officers from Ferguson Market and allowed looters to have their way, PD told by commanders not to engage. So that whole protect and serve thing, yeah, I guess that's out the window now.
Mm-hmm. And you see the vine that was posted in that article, which is just a store that is completely wrecked. This again throws out the entire idea about cops being loyal, protect and serve. How can you say that when, to me, that, you know, the only thing that were close to similar to this happened is the LA riots.
Yeah.
This is probably the worst thing that's happened since then in terms of just sheer mass civil unrest. And the cops are just doing jack about it.
Yeah, Alice Sperry tweeted, the protesters trying to stop looters, asking why police stops protesters, but not looting. And of course, protesting is completely legal and guaranteed by the First Amendment. Looting is not. Also interesting that none of this happened the night before when there were no militarized police. But then the next night, the protesters and the media get assaulted by the police and threatened with arrest. And then all this happens. So work it out, people.
So you mean that taking a stick to the hornet's nest might cause them to get pissed off?
It's generally not an advisable course of action, no.
You know, regardless of what your opinion is about what happened with Michael Brown that day, that is completely separate from how the police response to the protesters has been.
Absolutely.
The police response has been, at best, that's the word I'm looking for here.
Counterproductive?
Inane?
Yeah. Asinine?
There we go, thank you. At best, the police response has been asinine, and at worst, it is downright confirming the sum of all fears from the worst far-flung crazy nutjob corners of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that, you know, you would hear Alex Jones rant and rave about and just sort of roll your eyes at.
Yeah.
But here it is, taking place in Middle America.
History is written by the winners, and so apparently is economics. That's why there's LibertyClassroom.com. Probably the best single learning resource for history and economics on the web, LibertyClassroom.com teaches U.S. history, Western Civ, and economics from actual university professors. There's lots of free material to get you started, including introductory lectures on all these subjects, and when you sign up, you get the full site's content for just $99 a year, less than the price of 2 cups of coffee a month. And if you type in the promo code BOGOSITY in all caps, you'll get your first year for just $88. Lectures are available in both video and audio format, so you can watch or listen to them on your computer, your phone or tablet, or in your car. Learn at your own pace about the subjects you're interested in and become a more effective debater. You'll also get access to lots of supplemental materials and even the professors themselves via the discussion forum and even live video chats. Inform yourself against the myths and propaganda of our society. Visit LibertyClassroom.com. You say you don't like Bitcoin? Why not? Oh, because it's not gold. No problem. Just go to coins.bogosity.tv and you'll be taken to Coinable, where you can buy gold or silver coins or bars with your Bitcoins, with literally up-to-the-minute spot pricing. Now there's no reason not to jump on the Bitcoin bandwagon. Whether you're a Bitcoin miner, service operator, Bitcoin business owner, or market speculator, you can get gold and silver from reputable dealers, and Coinable has Bitcoin liquidity for fast processing of your order. Coinable even utilizes a special shipping infrastructure to ensure that your investment arrives safely at your door. And you know what? By going to coins.bogosity.tv, you won't pay a penny more, excuse me, a Satoshi more for your purchase. But you'll help this podcast. You can even sell your gold and silver for Bitcoin as well. Coinable is your Bitcoin to gold marketplace. So go to coins.bogosity.tv and start turning your Bitcoins into gold now. Okay, but we need government for some things, right? I mean, like increasing the number of people using solar power, because the market just won't do that on its own, right?
Cilantro?
Well, you might want to consider that the U.S. states with the most sunlight tend to have the most rules preventing people from buying solar panels.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, in this L.A. Times article, talks about your neck of the woods down in Florida, and it says St. Petersburg is a city once noted in the Guinness Book of World Records for a 768-day stretch of sunny days. But power company executives and regulators have worked successfully to keep most Floridians from using that sunshine to generate their own power. And it talks about a woman named Mary Wilkinson, and she set out to, apparently she owns a bunch of cottages on Indian Rocks Beach. So she said, okay, I'll put up a whole bunch of solar panels on there. And she said she would have had an easier time installing solar panels if she just shipped them all up to Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's how my parents' old house, they had installed solar panels for heating their pool. But if they wanted to do it to power their home, it would have been typical fill out form 37B and wait 12 months.
Yeah. Well, we can't have them competing with those power companies, you know?
Yeah, I especially find quite the conflict of interest considering, at least in Jacksonville, the city owns the power company.
Yeah, that's true in a lot of places. Well, Wilkinson mentions a European guest that she has. He's under doctor's orders to return every year because of sunlight deprivation problems. And he has solar panels on his home in Germany, which doesn't get as much sunlight. And she said he's just bewildered by the fact that they're just not there in Florida since they have so much sunlight. You know, they're the sunshine state after all.
It's 110 degrees when we recorded this podcast, so I can vouch for that.
But it's like it's so easy to do in New England, but you go to Florida or South Carolina or other southern states, and it's really, really difficult. Because the business model they've hit on is that you actually lease the solar panels. And so you end up paying the cost of panels over time, so you're not paying out this huge chunk at once. And then any excess power gets put in the grid, and then the power company pays you for generating that power. And so a lot of states that want to encourage solar power, unfortunately, they tend to be the northern states, but they actually pay homeowners for this extra power. And some even require the utilities to get a lot of their power from these renewable sources. But these other states, and it usually tends to be states with better sunlight, have all these rules that discourage this. They have bans and restrictions on leasing agreements. Some states have exorbitant taxes and fees on solar equipment and things like that. And one example was in Lexington, Virginia. The local utility is Dominion Virginia Power. And doesn't that name just say it all, Dominion? They threatened legal action against Washington and Lee University because they were installing solar panels, because they said that only they were allowed to sell electricity in that area. So our Daffy Duck thing again.
But Shane, the market just isn't allowing it.
Well, maybe it isn't allowing it because the only places with these restrictions are these northern states that aren't getting much sunlight to begin with. So they're not going to be as efficient down south where you have more direct sunlight and they might actually do better. I mean, the whole reason Germany has so many solar panels is because of all these massive, you know, tax incentives and subsidies and things like that. And that just ended up, you know, a lot of solar panels being installed in frickin' Germany where they can't do as much good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, in Florida, I could see, you know, you stick a bunch of solar panels on top of a Walmart parking lot or something, you'd probably power the whole frickin' thing.
Yeah. And it also talks about South Carolina, where a firm had 80 contracts to provide free solar panels to churches and school districts, and they were forced to cancel that because of complaints from the local utility. All right, these are monopolists, people. That's how you get monopolies. You don't get monopolies with a free market. You get them when you have the guns of government backing you up. See, it says that Wilkerson is not able to get that lease agreement, so her only option for getting the solar panels is to just buy it outright, and the total cost of buying and installing it for the three cottages is $106,000.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's a huge chunk to pay outright. With the leasing agreement, you know, you can pay it off as you go when you're already getting the savings from your power bill. And
mm-hmm. Also, I think it's funny because most of these power plants in the South, most of them are on either coal or natural gas.
I actually live a couple miles from a nuke plant, and I think like 80 to 90% of the power I use comes from that. But there need to be a lot more of those. And that's actually generated by Duke Energy, and they have here a quote from Duke spokesman Randy Wheelis. And he says, quote, "We want to bring on more renewables, but we also want to make sure the cost of electricity stays reasonable." I guess reasonable just means the money going into their pockets and not people actually saving money.
Can't have those electric bills getting below $200 during the summer.
But it really does bring to mind that old Bastiat essay, doesn't it? You know, the candlestick makers petitioning the government to block out the sun so they can continue to profit. Just like that. The sun's competing with us. You have to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Hackers, terrorists, the NSA. But I repeat myself. Your online security is under attack, and the weakest point is your password. That's why you need LastPass. LastPass plugs into your browser and allows you to randomly generate strong, unique passwords anywhere on the web, all protected by one master password. LastPass sets up in minutes and gives you secure automatic logins throughout the web, synchronizing across all your browsers and all your computers, at home, at work, or on the road. It even securely stores sensitive form data, including credit card numbers. Back up sensitive documents, membership info, Wi-Fi logins, and more. And with LastPass Premium, you can get these benefits on other applications and even mobile devices, and also get priority customer support. Sign up at password.bogosity.tv for a free month of LastPass Premium. Log in securely everywhere using the last password you'll ever have to remember. Go to password.bogosity.tv and get LastPass now. Okay, so one of those cops behaving badly stories we didn't do was of yet another botched police drug raid, this time in Georgia. And what happened was the SWAT team threw a flash grenade into the crib of a 2-year-old. It went off, and he suffered serious burns and wounds, including a hole in his chest.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine if, write that out and instead, the kid was at Disney and there was a fireworks went off badly and did this to it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the mother said, quote, I heard my baby wailing and asked one of the officers to let me hold him. He screamed at me to sit down and shut up and blocked my view so I couldn't see my son. I could see a singed crib and I could see a pool of blood. The officers yelled at me to calm down and told me my son was fine, that he'd just lost a tooth. It was only hours later when they finally let us drive to the hospital that we found out Boo Boo was in the intensive burn unit and that he'd been placed into a medically induced coma. And he's been released now, and he's returned to his family, and they've gone back to Wisconsin. Tough to blame them. But they say his face still has a lot of scars, and he's going to need all these reconstructive surgeries. And there are all these medical bills that they've already run up, plus the cost of whatever reconstructive surgeries he's going to need. So what's happening now, and the reason why we're covering this, is that county officials are refusing to pay for the child's medical bills.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, could you imagine if this was Disney, Universal Studios, or this, they would be sued for millions of dollars and just settle it as quickly as possible to limit the PR damage. This is just, how in God's name do you end up throwing a flash grenade into a baby's crib?
Well, they claimed that they didn't know there was there were any children in the home, but their van was parked out there with all those little figures on the back showing how many children, and apparently the kid was screaming and crying at the time, and so. Well, what County Attorney Donnie Hunt said was, quote, the question before the board was whether it is legally permitted to pay these expenses. After consideration of this question following advice of counsel, the Board of Commissioners has concluded that it would be in violation of the law for it to do so. So they're actually saying the law won't let them pay for his medical bills.
Yeah, I see that apparently the county used faulty information to obtain the search warrant.
Yeah, that's what the family's attorney says.
And again, this goes back to the very first story again with the militarization of the police. I mean, this is stuff we've covered on the podcast for years.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, this goes back to the whole limiting the IQ of cops, even.
Yeah. Well, one good thing might come of this. State Senator Vincent Fort has actually introduced legislation to limit the use of these no-knock warrants. And he says, quote, the public is demanding, black, white, Republican, Democrat, is demanding reform to the use of no-knock warrants, and that's what we're going to be fighting for. Because, I mean, really, why would you need a no-knock warrant? What's even the point of that?
Let's see here. And I see that this was conducted based off of a quote-unquote confidential informant stating he bought $50 worth of drugs.
Uh-huh. Because they never lie to police.
Yeah. I mean, $50. If you're that low level of a freaking dealer, what are you possibly going to find there?
Yeah. And this story doesn't say, but if I remember the story correctly, they didn't find anything.
And you know what's the sad thing at the end of the day? None of those officers are going to be accountable.
No.
Instead, it's going to be the taxpayers of Georgia and Habersham County. They're going to have to shell out for the millions of dollars in medical bills that this child is going to need. Not to mention, God knows how much in freaking police pensions that those bastards are going to end up collecting in 20 years. I'm just gonna stop before I say something that's gonna actually cause you to edit this more.
Bogosity.tv is a participant in the Amazon Services LLC Associates Program, an affiliate advertising program designed to provide a means for sites to earn advertising fees by advertising and linking to Amazon.com. Just clear your cookies and go to Amazon.bogosity.tv, or check the right-hand side of the podcast page for Amazon's best deals, including the deal of the day and limited-time lightning deals on all sorts of great products. So next time you buy online, go to Amazon.bogosity.tv. And now it's time to recycle this week's biggest bogon emitter. And this week it goes to San Francisco. Yeah, pretty much the whole darn city. Back in March, they banned sales of plastic water bottles. Why? Because global warming.
No one's ever accused the People's Republic of California for making much sense.
Yeah, the author of the ordinance said, quote, we all know with climate change and the importance of combating climate change, San Francisco has been leading the way to fight for our environment. And so this ban covers water bottles 21 ounces or below. It goes into effect in October. Violators will be subject to a fine of up to $1,000.
Yeah, which I assume is partially to do with the California drought.
Well, that's what they go on to say in this second story, which is kind of ridiculous. And they're saying that since a lot of the bottled water is coming from California, that's contributing to the drought.
So what about the other 49 states or even the parts of California outside of San Francisco?
Well, MSNBC makes this nice little over 9,000 fallacy when they say Americans use 50 billion plastic water bottles a year. Yeah, it's 50 billion zillion bajillion of them. But the thing is, each bottle isn't actually that big. You know, they're so light, they have so little plastic in it. That amount is dwarfed by all the coal and petroleum that we use. And with plastics, the carbon is sequestered in the plastic itself. It doesn't actually make CO2 in the air. And although the manufacturing of it does produce CO2, so does the manufacturing of everything else we'd use in its place. So it's really like trying to bail out the Titanic with a teaspoon.
Yeah, I just keep waiting for at some point California's going to end up following Detroit in the third world status.
But yeah, they're talking about all of the bottled water companies that are over there, Crystal Geyser, Arrowhead, Aquafina, Dasani, all of these.
I mean, there's a pretty popular bottled water company in Florida called Zephyr Hills. That's who I usually buy when I get it. And the Zephyr Hills region is like in central Florida. It's a bunch of big aquifers. Using this same logic, this would be like if we outlawed Zephyr Hills because them pumping water for their bottled water was contributing to all the sinkholes in Florida.
Yeah. You know, if only there were a way to recycle water. Like, you know, if there was some way we could evaporate it and put it in the air so it can rain down again all over the world. Oh, wait. It already does that. But, I mean, the thing is, if they really do have a shortage of water, then all you need to do is make water a free market. That way, the more scarce it is, the higher price it demands, which means less water going from California to other states, and then Californians start buying water from other states. The fact that this is still going on can only mean one of two things. Either this is a completely bogus scare, or all these regulations that California has are keeping the price of water artificially low.
But Shane, how can the poor people afford water, especially once we ban it?
Yeah.
That's
just, I don't know. Either way, it makes the city of San Francisco and all of those scaremongering about bottled water this week's biggest bogon emitter. Bogosity.tv and all of its services are hosted at GoDaddy. I've been very satisfied with GoDaddy's services and their wonderful 24/7 customer support for over 10 years now. So I'm happy to be able to give you this special offer. Just sign up for any new domain, web hosting, email, or other service and get 35% off with the code WOWNOBOGON. That's WOWNOBOGON. Because there's nothing bogus about these savings on quality internet hosting. Just go to GoDaddy.com and use the code WOWNOBOGON. And now it's time to examine the fossilized remains of this week's
Idiot Explorer!
And this is yet another schools behaving badly story, and warning, you might get whiplash from all the head shaking you'll do as we cover this. 16-year-old Alex Stone, a student of Somerville High School in South Carolina, was suspended and arrested by the police because he used a gun to kill a dinosaur in a work of fiction.
Did he go to one of those Ken Hovind schools?
I don't know. Maybe he shot that, a stegosaurus up there that they have the saddle on that you can ride, you know, just like the ancient people did. They were, you know, the Creation Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently this was a writing assignment, and the assignment was to write fictitious Facebook status updates. And so, according to Stone, he wrote, quote, "I killed my neighbor's pet dinosaur, and then, in the next status, I said I bought the gun to take care of the business." And that was what it was.
Oh, God. I mean, I assume this is just some extreme moronic application of zero tolerance of guns in schools.
I guess. But it just seems to be getting more and more ridiculous. You had the Pop-Tart, You have the piece of paper, you have the finger, and now you don't even have an actual gun. I don't know.
So what happens when they cover history? Is it going to be like the Saturday morning cartoons where we have to... No. The Boston Massacre didn't happen because of bullets. They had laser guns. Obviously, common sense doesn't apply here because I can tell that probably all the training this teacher probably had was some stupid... Jan, I'm sure you sat through at least one or two government training classes in your life. Exactly. This is...
That explains what happens to all their brain cells. You can feel them dying off as you're watching that stuff.
Mm-hmm. What can you really say? And I guess part of this was the fact that she thought that he was going to shoot up the school or something.
I don't know. Well, according to Stone's mother, quote, "I could understand if they made him rewrite it because it did have gun in it." Well, I can't. What's the problem here? You can't even write the word gun?
Yeah, it's... And like I said, you know, what happens when you get to history class?
But I mean, they went crazy. They searched his book bag, they searched his locker, and they reported that no gun was found. Because it was fictitious, you numbskulls!
Mm-hmm.
There's no mention of whether or not they found the dinosaur, though.
That might actually have been newsworthy.
Yeah. Yeah, you have, like, a couple of guys from Law and Order going down. Yeah, a 15-year-old male T-Rex shot in the back, died trying to dial 911, but he couldn't reach the phone with his short little arms.
And then somehow Law and Order would make it so that the kid was still in the wrong.
Yeah. Well, according to the police, they said he was arrested for disorderly conduct and disturbing schools. You know, I don't think he's the reason why that school is disturbing.
Yeah, I mean, so what was disturbed by him writing something down, and I assume he turned it into his teacher?
Yeah. See, and you see, I've always wondered, what does disorderly conduct even mean? I mean, it seems to me like you could take that and apply it to pretty much anything. It's nice and vague and...
Whatever we feel like, Shane.
Yeah. Just like a catch-all thing. What are we going to do? Disorderly conduct. Well, how is he being disorderly? Well, because he's generating more entropy than he's using. Disorderly conduct. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I'll work on my stand-up later.
Okay. Well, glad I'm out of public schools.
Yeah. Well, all that makes Somerville High School and the Somerville Police this week's
Idiot Extraordinaire!
Well, that wraps up this Romanes Aeon Domus edition of the Bogosity Podcast. Please visit the forums at bogosity.tv, where you can read the show notes and join the discussion on these and other subjects. This podcast is free but not free to produce, so please donate via PayPal or Bitcoin at the top of the bogosity.tv website or down the right-hand side of the podcast page and give generously to keep this podcast going. And if you'd like to contribute to the podcast, just send a question, statement, news article, or rant to podcast@bogosity.tv. Put it in an audio file, and if it's good enough, it'll get played right in the podcast. Thank you for listening, and thanks again to Jonathan Lochey for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, here's a quote from Ben Franklin. It is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. The Bogosity Podcast is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License.
Bogosity.
Do you want answers to creationist claims against evolution? Would you like to know more about evolution yourself, or even engage creationists more directly, with actual peer-reviewed sources to back you up? My book, How Evolution is Scientific, is designed to show the basics of evolutionary theory and how it is so well supported using the scientific method. It's impeccably sourced, with references to the actual scientific material, and is arranged using the creationists' own criteria of what is scientific. Using their own arguments against them, see how evolution is scientific, but creationism is not, based on observations, accurate predictions, logic, and evidence. Get answers to common creationist claims, and even a primer on abiogenesis, the start of all life. It's all in my book, How Evolution is Scientific, available at Amazon and on Kindle, EPUB, and PDF as well. Get How Evolution is Scientific and never be taken in by creationists again.